Siamo al Salone dei Pagamenti di Milano 2023 insieme a Sales and Butter, il primo podcast in Italia che parla interamente di vendita e marketing. Ora con noi abbiamo Eva Ruiz, Head of Business Development di Visa. So I'll switch to English to give you the questions. But first of all, Eva, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with a question related to the Salone dei Pagamenti, which is where we are now. What does this event represent for the payments world? What is the importance of this context of exchange, networking, and sharing for the attending companies?
I think this is a great opportunity that gives people the chance to have conversations that maybe the everyday does not allow, brings a lot of the innovations, a lot of the curiosity, and the shared drive for doing bigger and better together. And I think actually the event is demonstrating that it's growing more and more every year. Particularly me working with fintech and new digital players, I also very much value the growing presence of fintech every year and how they are building partnerships and collaboration with the, let's say, more traditional payment space.
So if you had to choose, what would be the novelty that Visa is bringing to the table this year today?
So I think maybe rather than a novelty, we're constantly, of course, innovating from a technological perspective. We are a very wide network of networks at a global level, but I think it's maybe even the way in which we explain our own story. So our rails traditionally, we are associated with the cards world, but the reality is that the same rails that we are using for these cards are now enabling money movements across the world, account-to-account payments, all sorts of new solutions, open banking. So I think we are this year sharing how our ecosystem of solutions is getting super diversified and reaching all kinds of money movements in every type of context, including B2B.
And as you know, at Sales and Butter, I guess you understood, we talk about sales. So I'll go straight to our signature question. What was the first thing you sold in your life?
So I love the question, never been asked before, and
Very
actually,
original.
I love it. But the first thing that I sold in my life was a postcard at my dad's shop in a little town in the northern coast of Spain.
Of course, because you're from there.
Yes, yes,
So,
yes,
wow.
yes.
And what was your age?
So I was like 7 or 8. I was helping out behind the counter in the summer.
Wow. And now on to the most relevant question for our closing, a must-have for all our interviews. What is your sales and barter, meaning the elements that weighs more than any other in the negotiation?
So for me, sales is a beautiful psychological game. It's about building relationship and trust. So I think to me, the element is empathy. It's always going back to understanding what you might have missed up until you get to a place in which there's that common understanding and that common ground. So I think it's persistence, it's patience, and never missing the empathy to really understand the other person across the table.
I love it. How would you say it in Spanish?
Empatía.
Empatía.
Yes.
Super. Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you for being here, Eva.
Thank you for having me, and best of luck for the remaining of the event.
Thank you.